The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, Song to the Siren.
And you sang, sail to me, sail to me, let me enfold you.
To the ancient Greeks, they were hybrid creatures, part bird, part woman, who lured sailors to their deaths with the mesmeric spell of their music. In 1967, the singer and songwriter Tim Buckley and lyricist Larry Beckett paid tribute to those deathly seductresses with Song to the Siren. It's a haunting ode to doomed love, and its story has become the stuff of pop legend. The story began when Larry Beckett wrote the lyric and took it round to Tim Buckley's house. Buckley took a look, then had his breakfast. Within minutes, Song to the Siren had emerged, almost fully formed. The following year, in 1968, Buckley sang it on the last ever episode of the Monkees TV show. In YouTube footage of the segment, psychedelic visual effects cannot distract from the simple, sweet sadness of the song. Buckley's 12-string guitar rings out, his pure voice singing, "Long afloat on shipless oceans."
Long afloat on shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile.
But it would be another 2 years before Buckley released the song. Beckett's lyric featured the line, "I'm as puzzled as the oyster," a line which attracted derision. Buckley was stung, and he abandoned the song. Eventually, Beckett rewrote it as, "I'm as puzzled as the newborn child." In the meantime, in 1969, the country crooner Pat Boone released an almost laughably absurd, overblown misreading of the tune, which opens with Boone chuckling, "Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum."
"Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum."
In 1970, Buckley decided to set the record straight and released Song to the Siren on his experimental album, Star Sailor.
"Should I stand amid the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me. Swim to me, let me enfold you."
Not much attention was paid to the song. The album flopped. Buckley died in 1975 from a heroin overdose and remained a peripheral, cultish figure. But Song to the Siren continued to exert its siren-like attraction to the music connoisseur. The co-founder of the indie label 4AD, Ivo Watts-Russell, counted the song among his personal favourites. In 1983, Watts-Russell was assembling a group of musicians under the name This Mortal Coil to record a single. On the B-side, he wanted Song to the Siren. This Mortal Coil included two members of the rock band, the Cocteau Twins, their guitarist Robin Guthrie and singer Elizabeth Fraser, and it was they who recorded Song to the Siren. Their reading of the track set the template for those that followed. It was drifty, druggy, and drenched in reverb, a perfect setting for lyrics such as, "Did I dream you dreamed about me?" Elizabeth Fraser was Scottish, and she embellished the melody with melismas that seemed part Caledonian folk, part Middle Eastern ululation. The B-side became an A-side, and went on to sell 500,000 copies.
Did I dream? You dreamed about me. Were you here when I was for sale? Now my foolish boat is leaning.
After this, the Sirens lay largely dormant until around the turn of the 21st century, when major figures began to pick up the song. In 2002, Robert Plant covered it on his Dreamland album, garnished with his characteristic uh-ohs.
Oh, my heart. Oh, my heart. Shines from the sun.
The solo career of Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist John Frusciante is decorated with sublime moments of lo-fi brilliance, and his version of Siren from 2009 is one of them. He catches the song's druggy wave with droning keyboards and a vocal that sounds as if it was recorded in a neighbouring studio.
Here I am.
Here I am. Sinead O'Connor's 2010 version of the song is heavily indebted to this Mortal Coil's mystic Celticism. Brian Ferry's version for his Olympia album, also released in 2010, is layered, dense and dark. After a while, Ferry himself disappears from the song, leaving the insistent music to exert its magnetic pull.
Oh, my heart shines from sorrow.
There's a curious and tragic coda to the story. In the mid-1990s, Elizabeth Fraser struck up a relationship with Tim Buckley's son, Jeff. They recorded songs together, though not Siren. In 1997, after they'd separated, Jeff Buckley was in Memphis, preparing to record songs for the follow-up to his acclaimed debut album, Grace. One evening, he went swimming in a channel of the Mississippi. He was singing Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love as he swam. His body was found 6 days later.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.